This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. He's actually a few miles from me right now, back at the studio. We're at the Bismarck Event Center. We are at the 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference for the North Dakota Safety Council. Chuck Claremont is the executive director. He's here. Things going great so far on day two here, sir?
Oh, it's going fantastic. The opening session was awesome. I mean, kickstarted by a local gal, Brianna Helbling, singing a few songs beforehand. Then she sang the national anthem. Here's somebody that I think she, one of the, whether it's The Voice or the, you know, all those singing shows, she was one who actually had got a golden ticket and got to a certain level. And I mean, it's awesome for us to bring local talent like that, a 17-year-old, to sing and get people, you know, kind of get them ready and recognize, you know, how much local talent there is in singing and safety and whatever else. So she kicked it off, and then, you know, great opening session, kind of keynoted by Chad Williams, a Navy SEAL, with a tremendous message that closed it out with a great faith-based conversation at the end that just, I mean, we couldn't be more excited about how things have started. And then obviously with now having Congressman Kramer here today, it's perfect that he gets a chance to come up and see what we're all about. And, you know, and the more people like Kevin that we get a chance to come to see these events, I think that's, you know, Scott, the more people that can leave and say, hey, the Safety Council's doing something pretty dramatic in North Dakota in terms of preventing injuries and saving lives and, you know, and those pieces. And so, again, the more dignitaries and people we can get a chance to see what we're doing here, the more important that is that they can take that message out.
There's a lot of important work that goes on every day in the great state of North Dakota and the entire Northern Plains, but not everybody says our mission is saving lives, and that's what yours is, and it's a good one. And this is a heck of a conference to do that on so many levels. All kinds of over 100 courses, basic to advanced level training, and topics from technical to leadership to hands-on training, and then all these booths down here and all the solutions for every industry. Pretty amazing.
It is. 177 booths. I mean, like you said, 106 courses. Pre-conference yesterday. You know, another, 90 courses left in the next 3 days. So just a tremendous conference that we're just so proud that we put it to this level. And obviously, you know, with our building that just went up, we moved in August, and that whole hands-on things that we can now do with that, and you tie that into the conference, you know, safety's, we feel, is on the uptick. And, you know, thankfully to Workforce Safety for the support they give us as well, and all our sponsors, and obviously you, Scott, that you've been a great advocate for us over these last couple years, and we appreciate having a voice like you.
Love it.
Here.
A lot of fun to everybody. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. Congressman Kevin Kramer, as you heard, is here, and the Talk Radio Town Hall is underway. Our first since his announcement that he is a candidate for the United States Senate. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome for him. Let's get him in at 800-228-0550. Actually, I already have some texts that have come in, so we'll get going with that. Welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and it's great to be here. You know, every time I see what Chuck is doing in the Safety Council, I'm amazed at how big it is. And this particular event is huge, as you know. But everything they do is huge. Everything that they do, every step is high quality. It meets a demand. It meets a need. I'm not. In fact, the demand continues to grow and grow in a state that's whose economy is growing so great. But I just applaud them for what they're doing. This is impressive, to say the least.
Talked to Don Wilson earlier, and he said that they have the first of its kind, only in the nation, training for schools on prevention methods and things they can do directly with students and in the way of physical things and other things as well in schools. You know, here they're doing that with the North Dakota Safety Council. So I hope it's something that's heated all across the nation.
Well, it certainly is a model. There's no question about it. It is a model for other states. It's a model for, you know, communities. You know, we're always in somewhat of a unique position in North Dakota where our innovation is almost required out here. And Chuck and the Safety Council have done a great job of meeting a need and a demand and collaborating and partnering with industry, with education, with higher education. And they have really come up with a formula that's huge and successful and no question can be duplicated around the country.
So I have to first ask you about a story that's just really bugging me. You know, the FBI We now know, right? This premier, intelligence law enforcement agency worldwide. They're able to find a troll factory in Russia, which results in 13 indictments, right? I mean, that's some investigation there for you, if you will. But we know another high-profile shooting, the nightclub shooting down in Orlando. They missed a tip, didn't act on a tip from a gun owner about the buyer. We know in the case of the Parkland school shooter, two tips came in, okay? One last fall and another in January to their tip line. What do you make of this?
Well, I'll throw you another one. And Devin Kelly, the Texas church shooter, the Air Force there failed to follow up on policies for alerting federal law enforcement about his violent past. The Dylan Roof, the Charleston church shooter, had a drug arrest, and just months before, he killed nine people at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. I mean, maybe it's too much to lay all of this on one federal agency per se, but at the very minimum, they ought to be communicating with local and state officials. If they can't handle it, if the FBI is overwhelmed, if the FBI is busy chasing, like you said, international criminals, which they're supposed to do, obviously, at the very least, they've got to be in better communication with local and state officials. And that's, to me, that's where the real, the real.
Well, shouldn't we do it at a minimum if we're rushing to come up with a solution and some some want it to be more gun control and kind of perfect. Here we go. I mean, it's almost like when these happen, they go, okay, roll out the influence machine here. Let's get the kids out front. They got in this one, whatever their game is. But clearly, we know they want more gun control. Okay, never mind. Everything was done legally here. There's no law to change. But my question is, looks to me like we better get the FBI better at stopping this stuff, because people are dead because they blew it in the case of this and in Orlando. So what can we specifically do to make sure the FBI doesn't blow it in the future?
Well, there's one thing. The president came out a couple of days ago encouraging Congress to take up this Fix Nix bill that John Cornyn has in the Senate. But guess what, Scotty? We pass it in the House. A very familiar story. We passed that very same bill in the House of Representatives in December of last year.
But it doesn't fix the FBI.
But it does beef up the NICS, the list, the listing. So
this is part of the enhanced background check.
It's not enhancing it so much as enforcing it.
Okay.
And it's incenting the states to do what they're supposed to do. It incents the bureaucracy to do what they're supposed to do. One of the ways it incents it, by the way, is it provides or withholds bonuses from enforcement officers and officials in the bureaucracy if they don't meet the standards of the NICS list, the National Crime Stats list. So you can absolutely do a lot more just in enforcing existing laws. In terms of the FBI, I do think that the FBI clearly is overwhelmed with probably too much jurisdiction. But some agency of record has to be responsible for passing tips along to the appropriate officials. If they're not the people on the ground that can handle it, then they've got to pass information on, and then we've got to follow that trail and make sure that nobody in the value chain has a weak link. Otherwise, the best FBI in the world won't help you.
Does it seem unseemly at all for you to have these kids be as vocal and as out front as quick as they were after this case? This whole thing seems very creepy to me. Very controlled.
Well, I've never been a survivor of a school shooting, so I don't know what kind of emotions. I can only imagine. I guess I wouldn't be quick to judge the kids or judge whoever might be encouraging them. This is a problem that needs to be solved. It's, by the way, evil is not going to be solved by laws. So we have to also have realistic expectations, but at the very least, we can do a lot better in identifying people who should not have guns. We can certainly, have a much stronger law enforcement presence. We can put more protection in, between the children and the shooters. I don't know that I would be quick to judge the kids.
Yeah, something's going on there. I'll continue to reserve judgment as I watch this. I didn't care for the video out there of the one student being coached on what to say in interviews,
sure.
And it just seems a little creepy. I don't know why. you know, and you know, one is a former FBI agent, you know, a son that relatively new to the school and all of a sudden very active. And as soon as the FBI is mentioned by one of the reporters, then all of a sudden it's, well, no, never mind the FBI, it's the NRA. Well, you know.
Well, first of all, let's start there. That is the most ridiculous blame game in the world. The NRA are people. They're individuals who value their Second Amendment rights. They're activists. They have every right to be activists. This notion, by the way, I was not endorsed by the NRA when I got this job in the United States House of Representatives. So just to be clear, that is the biggest fallacy in the world, that somehow it's the NRA's fault or that they have undue influence on politicians. That's a scapegoat.
And the media loves that storyline.
Of course.
And the Democrats who want more gun control, who want less Second Amendment freedoms, push it pretty big. All right, we need to take a break. Jim and Mandan, I mentioned the text coming in. Here's how you call. 258-0550, 258-0550. That's the local number, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd or I, Todd at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrison is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Ottertail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back on What's on Your Mind. CJ from Dak Diesel's here. Before we get back to the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind, with your questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer, those are welcome at 800-228-0550, toll free, 800-228-0550. CJ, tell me what's on your mind today.
Yeah, well, it's a nice sunny morning, looking for warm weather, but it looks like it's going to hold off for a few days. So it's just North Dakota for us, I guess. But anyway, I just wanted to make everyone aware, you know, the people that still haven't heard about us, because I get calls daily from people that, you know, they're like, I've never heard about you. It's like, yeah, you know, we've been around for a while, since about 2013, but, you know, it's one of these things, you know, we're taking care of our customers before, and we didn't really need to advertise. Now we're, our customers are just going down the road, not breaking down, and that's what our goal is here every day. So whether you got a big truck or a small truck, you know, give me a call, you know, and if you got a big truck, if you got clutch issues, engine issues, drivetrain issues, any of that, transmission issues, give me a call. You know, it's one of these things, me and the guys down here, we can take care of it. So just, yeah, like I said, give us a call. You know, I can visit with you about it. That's another thing I do. I don't mind giving out a little bit of information to help guys out that are broke down. And I've done that all the way across the state, and a lot of guys appreciate that too. So
not only the great expertise, but also a little advice when you need it too. That's the way they roll at the DAC Diesel. Give CJ a call and check him out online at DACDiesel.com. Best number to reach you at, CJ?
Best number is 258-5011. A lot of people get a little confused with that number, because it goes to a message system that just forwards me over to my cell phone. But you can do that. Call me at, like you said, 258-5011 or 210-0888, which is my cell.
Appreciate it. CJ, DAC Diesel, yeah. One of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. All right. First call, comment rather, from a listener, texter, for Congressman Kevin Cramer. I don't understand why the Republican senators and congressmen aren't getting out in front of cameras informing people of the true Russian collusion with Hillary, DNC, and the Dems. It seems Devin Nunes is one of the very few getting this out. Many Republicans weren't afraid to talk publicly when the alleged Russian collusion against President Trump first started. Where are Republicans now? Why aren't Republicans calling for investigations into real Russian collusion? Democrats would be all about 24/7 on the networks and everywhere else. So much bigger than Watergate, says the listener.
Which is exactly why it's right where it belongs, within the realm of the investigative agencies and committees. When you rush out and, you know, scream from the rafters, as the Democrats have done, you appear desperate. Truth is far better than rhetoric. Evidence is far better than demagoguery. And just to remind people, but for the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, and but for the Republican-controlled Oversight Committee and Government Reform, the Intelligence Committee, and the other oversight committees, we wouldn't even know about some of these things. So while some people like instant gratification, the process of discovery and the process of subpoenas, the process of testimony, is a slow-plodding process, but at the end of the day, justice gets done. That's what gives credibility to what the Republicans are doing versus the what the Democrats are doing in terms of playing politics with it.
Jim Mandan for Congressman Kevin Cramer. You're on the line next. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congressman Cramer, thank you again for your continued sacrifice. You have the full support of myself and my family. And
thank
all
you, Jim. Thank you.
And having said that, Congressman Cramer, you know, you nailed it on the head. There isn't a law in the world that's going to change this, because if we took the guns away from those that aren't deemed safe to have a gun, there's still a danger to society. So I hear nobody really speaking of that for obvious reasons. How do we have all these things in our government, we should have a non-government group think tank get together and talk about this, and it really boils down to, how does a society take dangerous people out of the mainstream of our society, and how are we going to help them, treat them, and try to return them to society if possible? And that's all I have. Again, and thank you again for your service, sir.
Thanks, Jim. He brings up a really profound point, and that is with regard to on the mental health side, for example. One of the things that we hear a lot about is when we passed the 21st Century Cures Act, the last Congress that President Obama signed into law, we put in there a very important bill that I was a co-sponsor of that provided more generous, shall I say, more compassionate opportunity for family members to intervene in the mental health and the mental health services with their family members. What do I mean by that? Remember when the HIPAA privacy laws were passed, it made it impossible. Even your priest couldn't announce from the pulpit somebody who was in the hospital because that would be a violation of their privacy. We understand that, but it went too far. And now what we did is try to loosen those laws to allow family members to intervene more quickly, earlier, with, say, a therapist or a doctor, but while also trying to protect individual privacy. That's one thing. We also, though, added more money for more beds, for more services, trying to encourage more of that. There are still some more things that I think that we can do, and we need to do that. I also want to, though, add, you know, I mentioned earlier that the Cornyn bill that the President Trump was talking about the other day and supporting in terms of background checks. When we passed that in the House on December 6th of last year, we combined it with another very important bill, and that was the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. And I think the two go together perfectly, because on the one hand, we acknowledge that the Second Amendment rights afforded us in the Constitution don't know state lines. That's our federal constitution that guarantees that. And it also acknowledges a Supreme Court case in D.C. versus Heller of a number of years ago that, you know, most activists understand. And so we are arming the good guys while at the same time beefing up or incenting the right kind of things, the right kind of behavior by state and local law enforcement officials as well as federal bureaucrats in terms of making sure that guns stay out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them until they get well.
Joe in Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Congressman Kramer. Soon to be Senator. Thank you for your true patriotic duty to run for this seat. You know you're going to go through the spiel of how we elect nowadays, of the lies they're going to throw at you, but we will succeed with you. I just want to touch on something Scott said, though. Where you smell something dirty about this school shooting, there is things out there. There's another side of the same kids that were in the school that are for guns, that want different measures, that are very sad that the Democrats didn't say a lot about the kids that got shot, but went right after guns again.
Interesting point. That's an interesting point, Scott. In fact, I've been sort of waiting for that part of the story to emerge. Thanks, Joe. That was profound because you're not hearing the other side, the students that might have a different opinion, or even, as he says,
it should just be about victims. It should just be about people that have lost a son or a daughter, and you know, a mom or a dad to those staff members. I mean, I just detest that it instantly becomes about somebody's political position, and people are dying. You know, I mean, it's just goofy. Thanks, Joe. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Dakota Safety Council's 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference at the Bismarck Events Center, live and on location. Be here tomorrow as well, telling you everything that's happening here. And our next guest is one of the world-class trainers they have. How do I know? I've been to his class. That's how I know. Skyler Dutton, a safety consultant and a certified drug recognition expert as well. With the North Dakota Safety Council is here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you as well.
I'm much more aware of predators now because of you. You know that.
That's good. And you've been working on that punch?
I have. Yeah. Well, the punch will never improve. The punch will never improve. But I will tell you, I don't get out of my car without kind of looking around now, right?
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, really. I'm trying to think where I was the other day, and I thought, gosh, I do this now, and I never would have before, you know. Oh, I know what it was. Like a parking lot of a store, you know, dropping my daughter off at TJ Maxx for the 5,000th time this year or something like that. And just kind of, you know, like, who's around? It's dark, whatever, yeah.
And that's what I want, the main takeaway, that, yeah, the moves and stuff are cool to know that you are physically capable of doing that, but if you can increase your situational awareness and be aware of your surroundings, that's... you'll stay out of those situations before you ever have to throw a punch or defend yourself.
What does our audience need to know about opioids?
Oh, man, that they need to understand what they are. They need to understand that they may have some in their house and how to properly dispose of them and how to care for people that that may be in their lives that may be affected by maybe an opioid addiction.
So most people think what's in the medicine shop is to help you.
Yeah.
You know, not the medicine shop, but the medicine cabinet, right? I mean, in your drawers in the bathroom, that came from the doctor. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, no, if it came from the doctor, it's got to be safe for me, right? And so what happens a lot of times is people might not necessarily understand what it is that they're taking into the body, how it affects their body physiologically, and how it'll interact with other maybe medications or substances that they might be taking into their body at the same time. And so what is happening is people are having these unintentional overdose at a very alarming rate and affecting a lot of people. So
what do you think the most eye-opening part of your training here related to opioids is for the folks who just had no idea?
For today? Today,
the whole week here, yeah?
Yeah, for today, for my training that we're doing, we actually partnered with SimMD. So we've got these mannequins that are actually simulators. So we're going to have a simulated opioid overdose, and people are going to be able to see what that looks like, know what the signs and symptoms are, and actually see it instead of me just telling them about it, and then how to jump into action and handle that situation.
Great training that you'll get from Skyler and all the crew here. Thanks, Skyler. Good to catch up with you.
Yeah, you as well.
Thanks a bunch. Skyler Dutton is the safety consultant, certified drug recognition expert, right here for the North Dakota Safety Council, providing training to folks. Hope you come by and join us. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here. Talk Radio Town Hall continues 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And to Roseau we go. And David, your question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, David.
Well, it's not so much a question. It's more the with the school shooting that took place down in Florida, it leaves a lot of check marks or question marks, I should say. You know, you begin to wonder with all the fake news out there if the thing really happened or if it was just a staged program that's going on, because the kids that came out and are starting to talk about what needs to be done, they're too trained or coached in what to say and what to do. And with the news, you've hardly seen anything on it as far as, you know, they like to show all the gory stuff, and you're hardly seeing anything of that at all. And the way things are going to try to beat Trump and beat him down, you just wonder if it's just another ploy that they have to try to bring the president down again. As far as Kevin Kramer, hey, hats off to you. I am very, very happy that you are running against Heidi Heitkamp. Wanted you to do that for a long time, and I hope you win, because North Dakota needs good leadership.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I see a story out there regarding an event that was on your calendar. It was a Teamster retirees meeting to discuss a multi-state pension reform and the Butch Lewis Act that was supposed to happen. That is now been canceled by the Teamsters because while they were willing to celebrate your work on pensions as a Republican member of the House, now as a candidate for the Senate, not so much. And did they tell you directly why they canceled this?
I'm Scott. No, I regret that they canceled it largely because they want to reschedule it, and my schedule is very difficult to book. But that said, no, they've been very good to work with, very apologetic. The reasons given have, you know, largely been concern for turnout. I mean, it's certainly they've mentioned that some have raised political concerns, but it's not a concern to me. I mean, frankly, if it becomes political, we'll never get the legislation passed. What happened with Butch Lewis, and I think other callers to the show previously have brought this issue up, but, you know, the Central States Pension, which is a multi-employer pension plan that, you know, has been going south for a long time, has resulted in a good 50% of many retirees' pensions being, vanished. And it's very unfair because, of course, this is a plan that was overseen by the Department of Labor under President Obama and now President Trump, and managed by the Teamsters themselves. So we need to find a solution to this. I'm committed to finding a solution. The Butch Lewis Act, which was introduced by Democrats in the Senate and the House, I was slow to get on because I wanted to see if there was a better solution that we'd come up with that's more conservative. At the end, I decided if I don't get on this bill, we're not going to get Republicans on it. I got on it. Several Republicans came to talk to me and since have gotten on it to the point where we were able to get a committee formed. I was able to work with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who knows the Midwest very well, and he agreed to at least form a committee that would come up with legislation by the end of this fiscal year, by October, as part of our budget bill a couple of weeks ago. Everything going well. We've got momentum. We've got Republicans engaged along with Democrats. And lo and behold, this happened. And it's just, I think it's unfortunate timing. I hope we can get it back on track. And, James Hoffa sent me a nice letter congratulating me. I think we even posted that last week sometime while this was still scheduled. But I don't.
Your point is this isn't political. It's a scheduling issue.
I think it's a scheduling matter.
Timing just is a little unfortunate.
It seems to be.
But it'll get rescheduled.
That's certainly my hope.
Let's hope the Teamsters do the right thing there.
Let me just say this, Scott. Whether they do or they don't, my commitment is not to the Teamsters or the bosses of the Teamsters. My commitment is to the 2,000 employees of Teamsters and retirees that drove truck for UPS and other companies in the Midwest that have earned, as part of their compensation, have earned this pension that has been mismanaged. So I'm committed to that regardless of what the Teamsters. It just makes my job harder, if you will, if I don't have them.
Taxpayer, two questions for Congressman Kramer. First, does he feel like he's part of the swamp? He's been a politician his entire adult life. Second, how would he have voted as senator on key issues? Would he have voted along party lines lockstep?
Well, great question. Let's see. The party lines. Would I have voted for tax cuts? Yes. Would I have voted to repeal and replace Obamacare with a state-centric, patient-centric plan that gives more money and more flexibility in North Dakota? Yes. Would I vote to withhold funding from sanctuary cities who harbor violent criminals from the law? Yes. Would I have supported rolling back more regulations and giving states more authority and oversight? Yes, I would have. So that's how I would have voted in the Senate, just like I do in the House. If that makes me a swamp creature, okay, but that's also where about 90% of North Dakotans are.
Do you feel like you're part of the swamp?
I really don't, actually. I think the People's House, part of why I like the House of Representatives so much is that we spend two-thirds of our time away from the swamp, that we get elected every 2 years, that forces us to be in more contact with the people. That's why doing shows like this, Scotty, if I become a senator, you and I are still doing an hour every Wednesday. Maybe we can do two.
I can't wait. We're going to show the United States Senate that you can find time for your constituents.
Well, the thing is that over the Senate, the bell doesn't go off, the alarms don't go off till about 11 in the morning, so it's a little late for shows like this, but I'm still going to get up at 5.
Well, Senator Hovind must go off earlier, because he comes on when we ask.
He does.
Now, Senator Heitkamp, it's a whole other story. She's hid. She's high-fiving and hiding. I don't know what the deal is, but she's doing a lot of it. Let's go to Gary in Jamestown. You're next for Congressman Kramer.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I would be interested in a poll with just two questions in it. The first question would be, are you in favor of banning firearms, mainly semi-automatics? And two, if such a law or amendment were enacted, will you obey it?
I'm sorry to laugh, but I mean, no kidding. I mean, everybody thinks you pass a law and the bad guys are going to follow the law. I mean, that's
not what I mean. What I'm referring to is the 18th Amendment, you know, prohibiting sale, distribution, and whatever of alcoholic beverages. Well, it obviously had political support back in 1918 or 19, whenever it was enacted, because two-thirds of the states voted for it. You know, so, yeah, you can have support for it, but when it comes to actually obeying it, I mean, we ended up with the 21st Amendment repealing it.
Right. No, that's right. That's right. That's right.
And it's just going to be the same thing with guns here.
Let me piggyback on him, though. We had somebody call yesterday that was law enforcement and said that he investigated shootings before. And in the overwhelming majority of the times, that when the individual had, you know, a gun, they had it, you know, illegally. That the laws that were passed weren't followed by the bad guys.
Right.
So, you know, in that case, again, this comes back to the FBI and other, you know, law enforcement agencies doing their job on the front end.
No question about it, Scott. And that's why it's interesting. The president's recent move, his executive move to ban bump stocks. Now, that's consistent with a lot of people's views. I signed a letter to him, you know, a couple of months ago asking him to at least look at that as a possibility. We wanted to have this discussion because if you take a semi-automatic weapon and becomes a machine gun, that's a violation of law. I've always, and I know timing is always important, but I'm always cautious to get too enthused about many restrictions because, remember, the point of the Second Amendment isn't to have a good deer rifle. It isn't so you can hunt for your food. The point of the Second Amendment is to protect yourself against an oppressive government that turns on you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just think we have to be very careful. These are matters of the heart. This is why I was so pleased with the other day when the president said, you know, I want us to get back to a culture of life, celebrating a culture of life in this country. Because I get ridiculed by my friends on the left, and I still say it. If we don't value life, we've raised generations of people now who think that life is, you know, expendable.
You get ridiculed for saying we should value life?
And tying it to violence. I don't know how you could train up generations to think life's not important and then be surprised when they engage in taking life.
And by the way, those same people should be asked what they think of Hollywood and how they value life.
Well, that's the other issue.
And you know, look,
Hollywood, video games, there's all kinds of things that celebrate violence.
And by the way, have gotten worse and worse and worse. So if we're sitting here scratching our heads and why is this happening more now than it did 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, hello.
How about prayer in school?
Well, no, we pray for schools, but we can't
pray in schools.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
When there's school shootings, we pray. But you can't do it actually in the schools.
Yeah,
that's number one on our listeners' list. Just so you know, of the solutions. More coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ron and Bismarck, I got you first here. Then Andrew and Thiefer of Falls, Fuller and Gardner, Mike and Tioga. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybean and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law, the checkoff cannot do. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hurry to Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2 right now because the deals are incredible. Vince is with me to tell me why. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts right now on your showroom models. What's going on?
We're excited to get our 2018 inventory in on the showroom floor where we lock it down for 6 months. So right now we have a lot of 2017 inventory remaining, and we'd like to find a home for it. And in doing so, you can save some money.
Big money, folks. Come on in right now. Use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member. You'll get an additional savings of up to $1,900. Remember that promo code ACE. Saunas, hot tubs, game tables, pool tables, they've got it all, and pools and more right here. Plus, every day made better. What's that mean?
Well, that means every time you sit in hot water, you're better. You're better physically. You're better mentally. You're better relationally. Just know that you are better because of 101 degree water and what it does for the circulatory system and the body in general. And that's why we say every day made better.
They're in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Hot Springs Spas and pool tables, too. Remember the promo code ACE.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Dakota Safety Council's annual, in fact, 45th annual. How's that for some history? The 45th annual Safety and Health Conference is underway. And Terry Weaver, one of our favorite guests from the Safety Council, because she talks about something most of us do every darn day out there driving. And she is the traffic safety manager for the North Dakota Safety Council. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
What's your what's the training that you do that you think when you're done most makes a difference?
Defensive driving by far, and that's where my passion is, and that's my department, but that really is where my heart is. talking about driving safe, making safe decisions in a vehicle, and getting home every day and getting to work every day, but it affects all of us.
What do the people in the course say? I mean, they would probably say, I know how to drive, right? I can do this, but what do they get that they don't think they need?
Well, I look at every single evaluation after the class, and people walk into it thinking they know everything, but they say, great refresher. Thanks for reminding me of those safety things that we've been driving 30 or 40 years that we don't think about, and thank you for reminding me for those tips that I've kind of taken for granted and gotten complacent with.
How many different courses are you teaching? Folks can find these online, by the way, at ndsc.org.
Primarily the defensive driving, the four-hour DDC class. That means defensive driving, four-hour course, approved for insurance discount, approved for point reduction. So that's for anybody in the state that has a North Dakota driver's license. And then WSI Workforce Safety has the safe driver policy, so that helps employers save on their insurance premiums by putting their drivers and their employees through a defensive driving course. So that's our biggest primary in traffic safety. And then we have Alive at 25, which is for our young drivers under 25 years of age. We want to keep those young teens safe in the vehicles as well.
No kidding. Very good idea. NDSC.org to find a whole list of their training. The training registration is right at the top left-hand side. Or come on by the conference and find out more about all the good training they do here. And we'll be at the Bismarck Event Center through Friday. Thanks so much. Good to see you.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer, our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall on this Wednesday. And who did I say was next? I believe it was Ron Bismarck. You're up. You've waited the longest. Go, sir.
Yes, hey, Kevin, I wanted to know if you had caught Jake McCauley's presentation on Sunday about the Bible and how it relates to our Constitution.
He actually spoke at our church at Newsong, and I did catch it for the most part. I had to leave a little early because Abel had a basketball game over in Mandan that I went to.
Yeah, I put it up online yesterday and today, both listened to it twice. It's absolutely awesome. And then he talks about the formation of our Constitution based on the Bible, and he goes to the specific places, and that verifies it. Absolutely awesome presentation.
It was good. I think Oz Guinness does a much better job and a much more honest intellectual discussion, frankly, than Jake. Jake had, in my view, he misrepresented a number of things, including saying there are no Christians in Washington, and I happen to have 150 very close evangelical friends in the House of Representatives with me.
Yeah, that's a little strong.
Yeah, I mean,
you might want more Christians Washington, D.C., but to say there's none is a plus, I don't know.
But the history lesson is absolutely important for people to understand, Ron, because of the basis of our Constitution. Our liberty is unlike anybody else's in the world because of that basis.
Andrew, 3 Furrow Falls, Minnesota. Go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Congressman Cramer, thank you so much for being a citizen legislator.
Thank you, Andrew.
Your lessons weekly, and thank you, Scott, for giving this forum. It's an awesome way to learn and to find out really what's going on. I want to thank you also for shining a light on the big swamp. And to that end, are we spending so much time with our FBI in cultural awareness and sexual harassment awareness that they don't have time to really investigate?
You know,
the shooter was known, right?
Yeah, right.
Before 9/11 was known. But the FBI keeps dropping the ball. Do we need to take the Bismarck Field Office or the Bemidji Field Office, move them into Washington, D.C., and let them take over? Because obviously this swamp is Robert Mueller's making, and et cetera, et cetera. Excuse my French, what the hell's going on?
So, Andrew, you're touching on a broader cultural problem with the bureaucracy. The FBI is not exempt. By the way, neither is the Department of Defense exempt from it. When you're there too long, and bureaucrats have to be, we understand that, but if you don't get out beyond the Potomac on a regular basis, you're prone to exactly what's happened at the FBI, Department of Justice. Imagine that the FBI, they don't even respond to our subpoenas and they work for us. Can you imagine if I didn't respond to an FBI subpoena? This is the deep state that you hear about. This is the administrative state that is not in our Constitution, and we have got to get it. You're absolutely right. We've got to get our arms wrapped around it and bring some accountability back to it.
So are we, and I assume that is happening. It's just, like you mentioned
it's a
before.
It's a big, slow ship to turn, question.
Yeah, I know. And those of us out here, me being prior law enforcement, prior military, totally understand. You've got to change your tactics, otherwise you're never going to fight the same.
Imagine this. We passed in the National Defense Authorization Act. Now I'm going to go over to the military side. The very first audit of the Department of Defense in the history of the country. Just a few weeks ago, I heard Jim Mattis, Secretary Mattis, say, "And it's going to be ugly, and I welcome it." And then he said,
yeah.
"I am the Department of Defense or the military is not an equal opportunity employer." Now,
yeah.
I think the same has got to be true of our law enforcement agencies. We need people who catch bad guys and put them in jail, not who are so afraid of political correctness they are paralyzed.
Andrew, we're out of time. Good question. Thank you very much. Appreciate you listening to the great northwest of Minnesota. For all our other callers, next week, call in just a little bit earlier to be first. This texter, too. I really, really, really like that High Five Heidi ad. What does Kevin think of it? You can't answer till next week. We'll keep him in suspense. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow from the North Dakota Safety Council.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.